Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Parishonai Oikin Mashlichin Lufnehem. Bekitzabur, what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about is the first din that was brought over here in the Mishnah, that when it came the time of Chodesh Adar, remember that we're learning the Inyanim of Shkolim, but the Mishnah really approaches it L'chadchila over here in Perek Aleph from the perspective of a time period. This is the Avodah of Chodesh Adar, and say the Moed. So in that vein, Be'echad Ba'adar, Mashmin al Shkolim, but V'yal HaKlayim. So the Mishnah picks that up. Before talking about Shkolim, the Mishnah goes back to the din of Klayim. For Yishenu Hoya Oikrin, the Batedinim would be in charge of being Oikir the Klayim. U'mashlichin lefneim, they would throw in front of them. Literally, that's what it means. They would throw in front of them the Klayim that was uprooted. The problem is that those that were mezalzel in the Isser of Klayim would find a way to turn that into a simcha. The Gemara says, "How you smake him, because their fields were weeded, plus the plants that were uprooted were thrown onto the field. It would fertilize the field. So then, what they would do is they would throw the uprooted klayim onto the road. So no, they didn't have that to fertilize the field, but at least they had that the field was weeded. Hiskinu, in order to really give it a hit." The only way to discourage the noite klayim would be to be mafkir the sodas, and with that they would stop this practice. The koyach to be mafkir the field is, of course, the koyach that we call hefker bez nehefker. It's important to point out, by the way, that the klayim that we're talking about is klay zroim. Klay zroim, one is not allowed to plant. Midereisa, however, if it's planted, one is allowed to be nene. So if there was a chashash that they would be over in Averu, because then it's not also Bano. Klai HaKerem, Tvua with a Kerem planted together, that's also Bano. And that, the Mefarshim point out, that they wouldn't have been Nichsholin, because that's so Rokoik, because it's also Bano even B'dievet. So if they didn't even need the Takana, and Avada over there wouldn't be enough to be accurate, they would have to be Serifit, because Klai HaKerem is Ton Sreifa. Mishnah Gimel, B'chamisha Asa Boy, the 15th day of Adar, which in Yerushalayim is Purim, but the rest of Klal Yisrael keeps Purim on the 14th. B'chamisha Asa Boy, Shulchono is Hayu Yoishvin Bamedina. For the first time, there would actually be representatives, money changers, that would be Mizumin to collect the Shkolim, and they would be set up the day after Purim. Already set up. This is part of our makor that we're mafish the zechel matzah shekel we give on Purim, because that was the time for it. So the shulchanis would set up shop. Be'esiv v'chamisha yoshvu b'migdosh. Since the time was coming closer when the process of collecting the shkolim had to be done, they would upgrade the kvius and they would sit b'migdosh. What's b'medina? What's b'migdosh? By the way, is a noise in a sugya in Rosh Hashanah. It says over there that the shofar could be blown on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos. The shofar could be blown on Shabbos b'migdosh v'loy b'medina. What does that mean? Does it mean mamish in the Beit HaMikdash? Does it mean Yerushalayim? That's the shaila over there. L'chor of Hilos, you would have the shaila. B'migdosh could mean Yerushalayim. Some of the Rambam and others explain the Mishnah that way. V'sheyoshvu b'migdosh hischilu l'mashkin. This means that it was already getting late, and the Besdin, for those that were misatzel in giving the shkolim, Besdin would already turn the screws. So they started to take mashkoinois, the gaboyim that were mamuna b'chol ir v'ir, they would be teveya, and they would go into houses and they would take collateral, they would take a mashkin. Interesting, the point is the fact that the Torah has a lav of going in a balchoiv, a malva that's owed money. He's not allowed to walk into a levy's house, barge in, and collect the mashkin. It has to be done there. Covered, he has to ask him by the door, fush psukim. If that's the case, how over here with a gaboyim allowed to go in? Tzarech gaboyim, they were allowed to go into houses to collect. Frek the Mishnah es mima mashkin. Who do they take mashkinis from? Levim v'Yisraelim. Clearly lafuke kehanim. Gerim v'avodim shukrarim. Gerim v'amukuyiv. And Maktsa Shekel, the same as born Yidden. Avodim Shukran also have a din of Gerim. So they're Mechuyiv. Aber loy, who's not mechuyev? Noshim, vavodim, uktanim. So clearly, the Levim Yisrael, like we said, lafuke kehanim, or at least that's a discussion. We'll see it's Hashem behemshik. Aval loy noshim vavodim. Noshim vavodim are not mechuyev at all. The Torah in the parasha of Matzah Shekel says v'nosnu ish kofenafshe ish v'lo isha. An Eved is also potter. An Eved doesn't have his own nechosim. Also, he's only mechuyev mitzvahs ke'anoshim, not noshim. So mel avodim are also potter. K'tanim are potter. Who the cotton is the subject of this in the subject of this Mishnah is an interesting question. Namal or cotton means till the bar mitzvah. However, the Torah in Parshas Kisisa says that who koloi v'alap kudin ben esim shonu v'amali yitin trumas Hashem, the mitzvah matzah shekel, comes from a parasha where the Torah says specifically from the age of 20. So some Rishonim hold that a koton over here is somebody who's not the age of 20. As I state in Rav, a lot of Rishonim hold that way. L'maisa, there's a day of chalekas, kamer v'kamer Rishonim, there's the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, the Meiri, they hold that koton over here is kibshute, a koton. That says that this that the Torah says Mibenesim Shana V'mala is only going that first shkolim on the Truma, so Adonim, which was used to count Klal Yisrael. Say that that's only from the age of 20 when they were counted. But the din of Maktsis HaShekel every year, Avadas on a Godel. Avadas on any Godel, doesn't have to be 20. Now, if you say that a Koton over here is below 20, then the next part of the Mishnah is much easier to understand. Kol koton shehischel oviv lishkel al yodoy. Mishnah has a santa zach. Any father who started being noyig to pay, to be shekel al yad benoy, for his son, shuvin epoisik, once you're a makabel, santa locha, like a neder of some type, once you take it on, you take it on, you mechuyev. We'll ask that if we say that the ratio that's called a koton, who you're not memashkin, is below the age of 20, so then it makes sense. We're talking over here about from the age of Bar Mitzvah and up. He's not mechuyev. His father gave it for him as a schus. So mele shuvin epoisik. Now the reason why we could understand this musik is because even though the son is not mechuyev, but he could give bin advonis, the father is not giving a full shekel. There's another individual who's potter, but he's giving bin advonis. But if you learn that kol koton shischel oviv, and the tour of katanim means kibshute ktanim, so now when the father is shekel al yodoi, midereisa, the father can't give his son a matana, koton can't be zoicha. If the koton can't be zoicha, so how does that shekel become part of the Mishkan's funding? L'chor, that money that was put into the Trumas HaLishka doesn't belong to anybody. It's not chal a nesina from the father because he can't give more. He can't give for his son because it does not belong to the son. So how does the nesina work? This is a kash that Gdele Echrenim grapple with. And you're going to have to say the enechanami. Others want to tell you there's a bit of beroiv on the moment. Others want to tell you that no, the money taka kishal atzmi didn't come from the son. It was given for the son. But it dissolves into the greater sum. And it becomes part, it was given for that purpose, it becomes part of the Trumas HaLishka, and then it can be used for Karbonis. Tesant Nekuda. Well, Bevinishvi, Shteto, Halocha, that wants to father Nems on that, and Hoga, Shuvin, in Poisi. The Mishnah adds, that which was Meduyik, the Ein Mamashkin, Sakehan, Mishnah Luchatchil, said Yisrael, and Levim. But why? Why not Mamashkin, Sakehanim? Mibnei Darke, Sholoim. Now, we'll see in the next Mishnah, there was a Tzad, the Shita, that held that Kehanim don't have to bring Maktsa Shekel at all. They're not Mechuyev. In this Mishnah, no. We're going to have the Kehanim have to. However, Nekvoidim, they have a right to feel resentful. You're collecting from them. They're the ones that give their lives over for that Krovus Kabbanis. You're collecting to pay for the Kabbanis also. So because of that, it's the resentment and Mamashkins and Kehanim. At least they didn't do it heavy-handed, with a heavy-handedness, and they weren't Mamashkin them. But they're Darkish Sholem.